One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 16, Devotion from a Dungeon, Dealing with Loneliness and Discouragement, by Dr. Curry Tilley. Scripture passage, And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Apostle Paul is one of the giants of the Christian faith. God used this great man in many ways to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to start new churches, and to write a large part of what we know as the New Testament. In 2 Timothy 4:9-18, Paul is nearing the end of his ministry and his life, verses 6-7. He is in a cold, dark dungeon, and is writing his last correspondence to Timothy, his son in the faith, because he wants to encourage Timothy to persevere in the face of difficulty that is sure to come. Read 2 Timothy 3:1 and 4:3-4. This shows a very personal glimpse into his heart and life. What can we learn from Paul's attitude and actions during this time of loneliness and discouragement? Acknowledge your loneliness. Be honest. Loneliness and difficulties are a reality in life. We try to put on a good front and not let anyone know what is really going on inside. We often feel like we are alone, sometimes physically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes spiritually. Paul is probably feeling alone in all three ways at this point. You have likely experienced this feeling yourself. You may be feeling it right now. You might wonder, where is everyone? Doesn't anyone understand? Doesn't anyone care? God knows our hearts and what is going on, so we can be honest with God. Ask for help. Let others know about your struggles and concerns so that they can pray for you and encourage you. Paul had a need, and he did not hesitate to ask Timothy to make every effort to come to me soon. By the way, this was no small request. We often think of this in our context where we ask one of our family members or friends who live close by to come over for a visit. This journey for Timothy would likely have taken 3 to 4 months. The Christian life is not meant to be lived independently or in isolation from others. Over and over again in Scripture, we find encouragement to connect with one another in community, to love, pray for, and forgive one another. Accept God's provisions. The cloak, verse 13, represents physical provision. It would provide protection against the cold damp of the dungeon. When is the last time you focused on thanking God for the basic necessities of life? Clothing, shelter, and food are all God's provisions for our basic needs. The books and parchments represent spiritual provision. This is an encouragement to us to value God's word. God has made a tremendous provision to us that has no equal. Nothing can replace the need we have for God's word in our lives. There is no substitute. When we are confronted with loneliness and difficulty, we can turn to God's word for comfort and strength. We are never alone. He is always with us. Avoid staying focused on the negative. Paul acknowledged the disappointments, but did not dwell there. Paul acknowledges the loneliness in his life, but notice his response. He does not stay focused on the negative and blame everyone else for his circumstances. Paul gives a very Christ-like response to the situation. may it not be laid to their charge. Verse 16. Paul is extending the grace to others that has first been shown to him. Aren't you glad that God has extended grace to you? Abide in Christ. Rejoice in your relationship with Jesus. Focus on the hope you have in Him. Ultimate comfort and peace only come from the Lord. Other things may be helpful for a while, but only the Lord can offer that which truly lasts forever. The Lord stood beside Paul to provide the strength he needed. Paul responded with an exclamation of praise. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 18. Reflect upon the following. What are ways that the Lord has extended grace to you? What are ways that you have extended grace to others? Consider taking the following action steps. Look through Bibles you may have in your home, perhaps those having once belonged to others. Note any highlighted verses or margin notes. What do you imagine the Lord was speaking to the person who marked the verse? One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.